Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support and guide us during these times of accelerating energy, of ascension and awakening, to remember, embody, integrate our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound healer. And in this episode, we are going to dive into the new lunar cycle of Iyar of Taurus that begins with this new moon in Taurus. And this is the sound activation for the entire lunar cycle of Iyar Taurus. So if you feel like revisiting this, please do so at any time. And also, if you feel that you need to align with the frequencies of transformation, of renewal, of rebirth, of abundance, of manifestation, and manifestation from the energetic womb space. Because all manifestation, all creation begins in the ethers. It begins in the energetic waters of your sacred womb. So if you wish to align with any of these frequencies, you can revisit this at any time. A little bit of housekeeping before we get rolling. Sound healing, sound activations, they are energetic transmissions. So this is like an energy clearing and energy healing session, even though it's through sound and meditation. So I really want you to take this time to create a sacred container around you, light a candle, burn a little bit of incense, make this a devotional space where you can truly align with your soul, with your infinite essence, with the divine, as all of that, the soul, the divine, that's all you. So in this effort, light some candles, create a sacred container, light some incense, make sure you will be undisturbed for the next hour and 15, 20 minutes. And also, if you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please don't try to meditate. I know sometimes we like to multitask, but that is not the right time. Make sure you will be in a space where you can be seated or lying down, ideally lying down, as it will be about an hour and 15 minutes long. So make sure you can relax or at least lean back and really feel into your body. And let's see. If you are listening to this on iHeartRadio or another platform that cuts into the body of this episode with advertisements, please switch off to another platform. Apple Podcasts, Samsung, Spotify, know your platform, please. You can also listen to this sound activation for free as many times as you like on my website, sophianiccreation.com/podcasts with an S, and on there's a nifty little function where you can search by keywords. So Taurus or new moon, fertility, creation, abundance, manifestation, you get the point. So you can also find other sound activations that will guide you and allow you to access deeper wisdom within. And I believe that's it. So all you need to do to receive this energetic transmission is to be open to receive, and long deep breathing. I will guide you through meditation. So even if this is your first time, I got you. So you can be seated or lying down. You can have your right hand on your heart, your left on your womb space, on your hara. Gentlemen, you also have a womb space if you are listening to this. Or you can have both hands on the heart, or you can have your hands palms up to receive the energy at your sides, however you feel comfortable. Long deep breathing, eyes closed. If you would like to wear an eye pillow, please do so. And if you fall asleep or find yourself burping or yawning, don't worry, that's just energy clearing. So let it do its thing. Long deep breathing as we call in the directions. Beginning with the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhal. I call upon the Ruhal to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, and discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air, purify our thoughts and our words. I call upon Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy. asking that you fill our beings with the sacred breath of life, nourish our spirits. I call upon El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, flow, abundance, fertility, creation, healing. I call upon Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I ask that you bless us with healing, with the purification and activation of our hearts and our womb spaces. Align us with creation. Bless us with emotional clarity and strengthen our intuition, allowing us to receive the messages, hear them, see them, feel them, touch them, taste them, and allow us to align more deeply with our soul. I call upon El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, transformation, transmutation. Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call in your passionate and fiery energy, asking that you purify our energy body, our spiritual and etheric bodies, with your fire. Activate within us hope. Bless us with courage, with strength, with confidence. As I call on El Shaddai to activate the Chuba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, desire that is in alignment with your soul, with the divine. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and the vortices beneath our feet as we aid humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. I call on El Shaddai purify our physical vessel and bless our creations. As I call on Archangel Michael, protector of the earth, I call in your protective energy, asking that you allow the blue flame to purify our physical energy, emotional, etheric, spiritual bodies, our space, allowing the blue flame to form a container of sacredness, of strength and safety, all around us. I call in the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the divine feminine presence, the Ruha, the Kudsha. I call in your golden energy, allowing the golden light of Shekhinah to begin streaming in to our homes, to our energy fields, and into the Heter, into the crown. Activating the crown, clearing away any distortions, illusions, anywhere we do not feel safe and confident that the divine is with us. Allow the golden light to take these worries, these doubts, these anxieties, replace them with hope, replace them with strength, with a peace in the knowing that we are divinely guided, protected, and in alignment with the divine. All it takes is our intention to align with the Most High, with the divine light of Alaha, divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess. Calling in all of our spirit guides, angels and archangels, light beings that guide us. I call in the energies of Mary Magdalene, Kala Meshicha, and Yeshua Meshicha, anointed ones holding the Divine Union Template, Sara Tamar, Mother Anna, Mother Mary, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. I call in the Pleiadian frequencies, the Hathors, the Seven Sisters, of love. Bless us with your healing and activations. I call in the energies of this new moon in Taurus that begins this lunar cycle of Iyar, and the energies of the Bay, the Aramaic creation frequency that created Venus, ruler of Taurus. Star brothers and sisters, Sirians, Arcturians, Andromedans, light beings of the highest frequencies of love, guardians of the earth, the celestial realms, ancestors in healed space. I call in your energies as we guide us into receptivity, bringing the golden light of Shekhinah from the Heter to the Chokhmah, to the right of your right ear, and the Bina, the left of the left ear, activating the top triangle in our Tree of Life template, clearing away distortion from the third eye, from the Ajna chakra, any veils, any agreements, contracts we entered into to not utilize our intuition, any fear, any doubt we hold when it comes to our inner knowing, allow the golden light to take those worries, those traumas, those lifetimes of persecution, of abandonment, of loss and pain and suffering. See, hear, perceive, receive the information, strengthening you into aligned action. Ara imara sere inna ara unu. left of your left ear. Breathing it to the right of your right shoulder into the Hesed. And breathing it to the left of your left shoulder into the Gevura. Activating these two sefirots. As we clear away vows of silence, religious orders and ordinations, religious vows, anything and everything, agreements entered into knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, subconsciously, that keep us and have kept us from expressing our truth. Abandoned for speaking our truth. Bringing in the golden light to all of these spaces within us as we cancel, clear, and delete all contracts entered into knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, to give away the power of our creation through our voice, speaking our truth, sharing the light through our voice. Bringing the golden light into the throat. Space, bringing in the golden light of Shekhinah and clearing away grief and loss and heartache. Anywhere that we have felt unloved, anywhere that we have felt distant, different, alone, anywhere we have been hurt and felt the need to wall up our heart. Bring the golden light of Shekhinah into these spaces, allowing the unconditional love of the divine to flow into the heart, activating the heart center, the Tiferet, and the high heart, the Hathor chakra. To expand as we dissolve the walls around our heart, allowing ourselves to receive. If we cannot receive the love of the divine, we cannot receive anything else we're calling in. So bring that love into your heart, strengthening your sense of safety to being loved, to receiving. Golden light to stream into right hip into the Hod and the Netzach, Sefirot to your right and your left side. Activating the sacred power center, the higher I am, the Inanna, the I am that is in alignment with the soul, with the divine. Clearing away any hooks, any cords, any stuck energy, anywhere that we have given our power away to anything, anyone outside of us, knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, clearing the solar plexus of any external influences. Allowing the golden light to fill the sacred container, the higher I am, with purpose, with alignment with your soul, as we return all energies that are not ours to sender, calling all of our energy, our sovereign power, to us. Strengthening our self-mastery, strengthening ourselves to the divine and the soul, guiding and leading us. Breathing the golden light into the solar plexus, the Hod and the Netzach. Strengthening our hope, our courage, our strength, our confidence. Letting go of programs of unworthiness, fears, doubts around our ability to master and maneuver our power. Distortions around power, cancel, clear, and delete. Strengthening our sovereignty so we may know that we are whole, complete unto ourselves. As we breathe the golden light from the Hod on your left side into the waters of the Yesod, your sacred womb. Allowing the waters of your womb to be activated and healed, clearing away trauma pertaining to the womb, to creation, guilt, shame, programs of scarcity, of lack, of unworthiness, any fears around our ability to create, to hold our creations. Cancel, clear, and delete any marital contracts, religious vows, religious ordinations, vows of chastity. Cancel, clear, and delete these from your field. Strengthening your connection to the sacred waters of your womb, your waters of creation. Clearing away programs that no longer align. clear those old patterns, lineage, societal, bringing in the activation of the pristine energies in your tree of life. Strengthening our safety in our body, in our incarnation, on this earth that is our home. As we bring our awareness back into the waters of the sacred womb in Yer Yesod, from these pristine waters, nourished, activated, cleansed, envision an umbilical cord of golden light beginning to form in the waters of the Yesod, allowing this golden umbilical cord of light to extend down through your body, your energy field, through the Malkut, connecting you to the Earth Star Chakra, to the vortices and ley lines of Gaia, as we go down through the Earth's crust, through the layers of rock, sand, through the aquifers, down through the most ancient layers of Earth, the fossils and the minerals, until your golden umbilical cord of light reaches the crystalline womb of Gaia. Allowing your golden umbilical cord of light to unify you with her womb space and whatever we need to let go, whatever we're holding on to, karmas, traumas, limiting beliefs, whatever no longer serves our alignment with Source, God, Goddess, Alecha, with our soul, allow it to go into the earth. Allow Pachamama, Mother Gaia, to alchemize any low energies, dense energies, hucha, into sami, into light. Allowing ourselves to surrender all of those patterns of lack, of limitation, all of those patterns that keep us stuck and in the same loops. Allow them to go into the earth and be alchemized. And as the golden light of Shekhinah reaches the crystalline womb space of Gaia, envision a diamond white light beginning to emerge from her womb, from the crystalline womb of Gaia, intertwining with the golden light of Shekhinah in your golden umbilical cord, rising up through the layers of earth, through the crust and into your energy and physical bodies, allowing the diamond white light of Gaia, the golden light of Shekhinah, to once again infuse the sephirot of your tree of life with diamond white light now, from the Malchut, the Yesod, the Netzach, the Chod, the Tiferet, the Hesed, Gevura, Chochmah, Bina, into the Heter and beyond. As we are sacred vessels for divine energies, breathing the golden light, breathing the diamond white light, allowing these two energies, the diamond white light of Gaia and the golden light of Shekhinah, to form a magenta colored flame in the Yesod, brilliant, fiery, turquoise flame in the high heart, encompassing the heart as well, and a violet flame at the Ajna, third eye. Feeling each of these flames expand, as you feel and bring your entire physical and energy body into the flame, that beautiful turquoise blue flame in the high heart and the heart space. Thank you. grace and love for all that we have received, for our guides, angels, light beings that guide us. Feel yourself expand beyond the triple flame of turquoise in the heart, filling every cell, every organ, muscle, bone, and fiber in your being with light, the infinite light that you are, with the love that you are. As you feel fully embodied, breathe deeply into the womb space, calling all parts of your being into this present moment. You can wiggle your fingers and your toes to begin feeling in your physical body. And turning on your right side if that feels good. If not, remain in your same position. Close, just feeling the stillness and presence of this moment as we give thanks in gratitude. We give thanks to the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau, Archangel Raphael. Gratitude to the south, the element of water, the Maya, and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and lower waters of creation. Archangel Gabriel, to the east, the fire, the Nuchra. And Archangel Uriel, in the west, the earth, Arha. And Archangel Mikael. In gratitude to all of our spirit guides, angels and archangels, to the frequencies and energies, creation frequencies of the Bay and the Vav, Bay that created Venus, Vav that created Taurus, in gratitude to the energies of this new moon and the lunar cycle of Iyar, in gratitude to the sacred lineage, Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiha, Yeshua Mashiha, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Sara Tamar, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. We bow our heads in reverence and gratitude for all we have received as we give thanks to the Pleiadian frequencies, the Hathor Seven Sisters, our star brothers and sisters, Sirians, Andromedans, Lyrans, light beings of the highest frequencies of love. To ourselves, to the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the Divine Feminine Presence, and to Allah, the Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess. Breathing deeply. Feeling the golden light within you, your oneness with the divine, with your soul, with all that is, has been, and will be. Breathing deeply, wiggling your fingers and your toes, and opening your eyes when you are ready. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Sharing helps this these energies reach more people. And if you would like to connect with me, you can find me on social media. You can find me at Embodying the Shekhinah and at Aurea Lara, A-U-R-E-A-L-A-R-A. And on the Instagram, I share smaller format videos with mantras, mini sound activations, and sometimes practices, depending on what inspires and what I feel needs to come through. You can also follow me on YouTube for longer format videos at Aurea Lara as well, A-U-R-E-A-L-A-R-A. And all that is linked below. And don't forget, I don't think I mentioned this in the beginning, don't forget to tune in to the episode that is the companion for this one, which is all about the energies of this new lunar cycle we're going into. This new moon in Taurus, the energies are beautiful and expansive. And of course, potent. It's not backing down. This energy is the energies that are supporting our ascension, awakening, are accelerating. There is no getting off this train. It has left the station. So we're ascending. So let's get in it and on it. Have a beautiful lunar cycle of Iyar. Have a wonderful new moon. And remember, you can always come back to the sound activation whenever you feel you need it. And one more thing. So I will be on pilgrimage and traveling for the next few weeks, as of May 12th or 13th. Sorry, it's a little bit difficult to be grounded with all of this beautiful sound activation and the energies of the frequencies of these Crystal Alchemy singing bowls. So I will be out of town around mid-May, and so I will be posting the new episodes for the next full moon as well as the next new moon, and that will be available. But in between, I encourage you to find me on social media, because I will be posting little energetic updates and little meditations and whatnot to really support us during this month. But we will not be on the regular weekly schedule, as I have been traveling, and I'm going on beautiful pilgrimages to southern Spain and Cathar country in southwestern France. So it's going to be really potent and powerful, and there's going to be a lot of transmissions that will come through. So I'm really excited to share all of that with you guys. So don't forget to follow and subscribe, and don't forget to, I suggest that you do follow me on social media, just simply to keep up with the beautiful energies that I will be sharing of my pilgrimage. It's really a blessing and an honor to be able to go to these sacred places and receive these activations and share them with you all. So don't forget to tune in, and also to ground. Make sure you hug a tree, put your hands in dirt, sit your bum on dirt, drink plenty of water. There's a lot of energy that is coursing through our physical bodies, and our physical bodies are recalibrating to these energies. So make sure you ground, you eat nourishing foods, eat real food. Why? Because food is the nourishment that which supports your body. It supports every cell in your being. So drink plenty of water, bless your water, bless your food, eat good nourishing foods. Make sure you spend time in nature, you ground, you meditate, you really allow yourself to receive these energies and to integrate them. Spirituality is nothing, downloads are nothing if we cannot ground them. So don't forget to tune in to the next episodes. Have a blessed, blessed new moon, a blessed cycle of Iyar, and I will see you in the next episodes.